The school start time survey results headlined the agenda and included a presentation by district statistician Caitlin O'Connor. Her breakdown of the survey indicates the community of 3,644 respondents is deeply divided on the issue of changing school start times. The board voted unanimously to proceed with the change and cites the science behind their decision, even though 42% of respondents are opposed to any change. The survey gave three change options and a stay the same option to respondents. For those who want to change, it's about evenly divided between the three separate options. The motion included the premise that the city and county would have to be part of the traffic mitigation needed in order to get students to their first period on time. Peak resort traffic is 7:40 to 8:40 a.m. on State Route 248. Hundreds of students drive themselves to school, and the backups would diminish any benefit of a later start time. Discussion today included having students park at Richardson Flat and shuttle or bus in, but with no HOV lane on State Route 248, buses would be stuck in traffic as well. The budget update included a review by business administrator Todd Hauber. Members of the school board all seemed comfortable with the direction of adding 25 FTEs, or full-time equivalents, to be hired this summer. This would result in no increase in the tax base over the next 3 years, providing the WPU contributions from the state remain the same and the assessed property value does not drop. More details on both of these issues will be discussed at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow during KPCW's Local News Hour. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.